Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of exploring the dashboard widgets menu with VoiceOver on your Mac. And for those that don't know, your dashboard widgets are little applets that give you access to different types of little applications, such as weather, calculator, dictionary, calendar, address book, and so on. So I thought in this demonstration, we might wander through the menu, add and remove items to the widgets, access widgets, and generally see what the dashboard widget menu is all about. So let me say that my Mac is turned on, VoiceOver is running, and as usual, let's start from a known spot on the Mac by going to the desktop with Shift VOD, remembering that the VO keys are the control and option keys held down together. So we'll do that now. Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D.
Desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
Now there are a number of ways to get to the dashboard or the dashboard menu. You can do it via Mission Control. You can run the dashboard application from your Applications folder. In my case, I'm actually just going to press F12 by itself. And I should note here that I've currently got my function keys set to software, not hardware. If my function keys were still set to hardware, I'd have to just press function F12 rather than just F12. So I'll do that now, F12.
Empty space.
Okay, so we've got empty space. So we need to access the widget menu. And to do that, I'm actually going to press VO or Control Option F2 twice.
Dashboard menu, one item.
Okay, dashboard menu, one item. Let's press VO Denner or Control Option Denner.
Widget bar menu.
There's our widget bar menu. So VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar.
Widget bar menu, 10 items.
Okay, and I've currently, on this particular Mac I'm currently using, I've got 10 dashboard or widget items that I can access. So to go through it, of course, let's do VO Denner or Control Option Denner.
Address book. ESPN. Movies. Stickies. Stocks. Translation. Unit converter. Weather. Widgets. World clock.
Okay, and I'll do one more.
World clock.
Yeah, beep, and that's the bottom of the menu. So if we wanted to access any of these widgets or little applets that are running, we can just do VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar on any one of them. So for example, let's just do VO up arrow, Control Option up arrow, back up to weather.
Widgets. Weather.
Okay, and VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar, of course, to access it.
Dashboard. Weather. Sydney mostly cloudy 2-3 degrees. Widget. Link. Sydney mostly cloudy 2-3 degrees.
Okay, that's my widget for the weather. And of course, I've currently set mine to Sydney. And of course, I can VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
6-day forecast group with info button.
Okay, VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
6-day forecast group, link, Sydney mostly cloudy 2-3 degrees.
Okay, and if I just come back to that group, VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
6-day forecast group with and 6 items.
Let me interact with that with Shift VO down or Shift Control Option down.
6 items interact with 6-day forecast group with 6 items. 6 items, Monday. Partly cloudy, high 2-3 degrees, low 1-8 degrees. Image.
Okay, VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Tuesday, partly cloudy, high 2-4 degrees, low 1-
and so on. So let me uninteract with that with Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with 6-day forecast group with 6 items.
Now I'll just show you two things. I can leave this widget running if I so choose to do. And if I go back to my dashboard Windows menu, so VO F2 twice or Control Option F2 twice.
Well, dashboard menu, 2 items.
Okay, I've got 2 items currently running now. I've got VO down or Control Option down.
Weather. Sydney that's mostly weather. Cloudy 23 degrees current.
Okay, and down again or VO down or Control Option down.
Widget bar menu.
And that's my widget bar menu. Okay, so you can actually leave the windows running for the different widgets. However, you will end up with quite a few windows to navigate. What I normally do is leave the main ones open, such as weather and world clock, depending on what I'm currently doing. Okay, so let me just do VO up arrow control option up arrow.
Weather, Sydney mostly cloudy 20.
Okay, and then do VO space bar control option space back into weather.
Weather, Sydney mostly cloudy 23 degrees.
Okay, now I want to close this, and it's not Command W. You have to press Control Option Command or VO Command F2.
Close widget. Return yes. Escape no.
Okay, so it's escape not to close it, or press Enter to close it.
Closing widget.
Okay, so I've now closed everything. Now if I check where I am with VO F3 or Control Option F3.
Finder is in the voiceover cursor.
Okay, it's not going to tell you where you are at all. It's just going to say Finder. And if you press VO F2 or Control Option F2.
Dock.
It just says dock. Okay, but we are still in the dashboard area. So of course, to get back to the dashboard menu, we do VO F2 or Control Option F2 twice.
Dashboard menu, one item.
Okay, and of course, VO down, Control Option down arrow.
Widget bar menu.
VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Widget bar menu, 10 items.
And then of course, VO down, Control Option down to go through the different widgets or little applets. Now, what I'm actually going to do now, I'm actually going to go down to the widget selection, and I'm actually going to show you how to remove or add widgets to the current menu. Okay, so let me just do VO down, Control Option down arrow.
Address book, ESPN. Movies, stickies, stocks, translation, unit converter, weather, widgets.
Okay, that's the one we want. We want widgets, so VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Dashboard, widgets, widget, close underline, normal.png image.
Okay, now here is where we can enable or disable the widgets that appear on that widgets menu.
Popup.png image, sort by name. Sort by name, sort by name, pop-up button. Uncheck widgets to disable them.
Okay, so uncheck widgets to disable them. So VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Enabled image.
Now what you'll find, there'll be an enabled or disabled image before each of the items that then is spoken. So currently one that says enabled. So if I do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Icon.png image. Address book.
Okay, so that's the address book. So if I want to disable that one, okay, so VO left arrow, I go back to where it says enabled image.
Icon.png image, enabled image.
Okay, and let's disable it. So I'm going to do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Press enabled image.
Okay, now because I'm using my voiceover cursor, let's just check what VO F3 tells us.
Disabled image is in the voiceover cursor.
Okay, so we know we disabled it because it won't say disabled automatically. Okay, so let's keep going through. With VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Icon.png image, address book. Disabled image.
Okay, so the following one is currently disabled already, so let's see what it is. VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Icon.png image, calculator.
Calculator, I'd like that on my dashboard menu. So VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Icon.png image, disabled image.
Let's enable it with VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Press disabled image.
Okay, and let's check it with VO F3 or Control Option F3.
Enabled images in the voiceover cursor.
Now enabled. And we'll just do one more for this exercise. So VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Icon.png image, calculator. Disabled image.
Okay, so the following one's disabled again. So VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Icon.png image, dictionary.
Okay, I'd like dictionary on my dashboard menu. So VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Icon.png image, disabled image.
Okay, VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar to enable it.
Press disabled image.
Okay, and let's check it with VO F3 or Control Option F3.
Enabled image is in the voiceover cursor.
Okay, and it's enabled. Okay, and of course you could go right through the whole lot of these. There's quite a few on here by default that the Mac comes pre-installed with. And of course you can also download widgets from different websites and install them in your dashboard menu. So what I'm going to do is jump to the top of this window. Now normally on a full size keyboard the commands actually shift VO or shift control option home, but because I'm using a MacBook keyboard the commands actually shift function VO or control option and left arrow, which means that the left arrow has become the home button because I'm holding down the function key. So for all intents and purposes, I'm doing Shift VO Home or MacBook keyboard Shift Function VO Home or left arrow.
Close underline normal.png image.
So let's close this current widget selection menu. So VS Spacebar, Control Option Spacebar.
Press close underline normal.png image.
Okay, let's check where we are with VOF3 or Control Option F3.
Finder is in the voiceover cursor.
Okay. Okay, it still says Finder. And of course, if I did VOF2 or Control Option F2, it's just going to say Dock to Us. So let's go back and get access to our widgets menu, which is VOF2 or Control Option F2 twice.
Dashboard menu, one item.
Okay, and VO down arrow, Control Option arrow.
Widget bar menu.
Okay, and let's see whether address book is now gone, and we've added calculator and dictionary. So VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Widget bar menu, 11 items.
Okay, we've got 11 items, which sounds about accurate because we actually deleted one and added two. So VO down arrow, Control Option arrow.
Calculator.
Okay, so there's calculator because address book's now gone. And VO down arrow, Control Option arrow.
Dictionary.
And there's dictionary. Okay, so they've definitely been added. So let's access the dictionary, for example. So VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Dashboard, dictionary, widget, search, edit text has keyboard focus.
Okay, I've landed on the edit field for search. So I'm actually going to type in a word to get the definition of it. And since I've been recording a lot today, I'm actually going to type in the word microphone. So
M-I-C-R-O-P-H-O-N-E.
Enter.
Microphone. Microphone. Highlighted.
Okay, I'm going to do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
M button. Microphone. Microphone. Noun. An instrument for converting sound waves into electrical energy variations, which may then be amplified, transmitted, or recorded.
Sounds good to me. Okay, so as you can see, you can quite easily access and remove widgets on your initial widget dashboard menu. Okay, I don't need to keep this dictionary window open, so I'm going to close it. So I'm going to do VO command or Control Option command F2.
Close widget. Return yes. Escape no.
Okay, press enter.
Closing widget.
So again, VO F2 or Control Option F2 twice.
Dashboard menu, one item.
Okay, VO down, Control Option down.
Widget bar menu.
And VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Widget bar menu, 11 items.
Okay, VO down, Control Option down to calculator.
Calculator.
And VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar on calculator.
Dashboard. Calculator, zero, widget, zero, clickable.
Okay, so let me just try this. Let's just do
four clickable
plus four equals by pressing enter.
Eight clickable.
Oh, that was easy. Okay, let me close that calculator window by doing VO command option, option command F2.
Dashboard space, close widget. Return yes. Escape no.
Let me go back into the dashboard again. So VO F2 or Control Option F2.
Dashboard menu, one item.
Okay, VO down or Control Option down arrow.
Widget bar menu.
VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Widget bar menu, 11 items.
Okay, so let me do VO down, Control Option down, down to world clock.
Calculator, dictionary, ESPN, movies, stickies, stocks, translation, unit converter, weather, widgets, world clock.
Okay, so world clock. So VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Dashboard. World clock, Perth 1251 PM widget, 1251 PM image.
Okay, so that's, I've currently got my world clock looking at Perth, because I sometimes receive phone calls from Perth, and it's good to know what time it is when I return phone calls. But let's say, for example, I want to find out what the time is in another country. Let me do VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar.
Perth, info button.
Okay, info button, VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar, and you will find most widgets have got an info button where you can actually make changes. For example, like the weather application, I could have changed the current city to another city using its info button. So VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar on the info button.
Press info button.
Okay, and VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Region, Australia, region. Pop-up button.
Okay, so region Australia pop-up button. So VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Menu items checkmark Australia.
Okay, VO down, Control Option down.
Europe, North America.
Okay, VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Closing menu, North America region pop-up button.
So VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
City.
And again.
Odak city pop-up button.
Okay, so a city pop-up button. So let's do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Menu 48 items checkmark.
48 items. So I want to see what the time currently is in Los Angeles. So I'm just going to type in LOS.
Los Angeles.
OK, Okay, VI spacebar to select that. Control option spacebar.
Closing menu. Los Angeles City. Pop-up button.
Okay, and VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Done button.
VO spacebar, control option spacebar, and done.
Press done button.
And let's see what the time is in Los Angeles currently. So let me check my current time on my Mac. So I'm going to do that with right option T for time. And of course, remembering I can do that because I've got my voiceover keyboard command turned on with shift VOK or shift control option K. So right option T for time.
March 19th, 3:57 p.m.
Okay, so March 19th, 3:57 p.m. So if I do VO left arrow, control option left arrow.
Los Angeles.
Okay, and again.
9:57 p.m. image.
Okay, 9:57 p.m., which by my calculations should be yesterday. So that's actually a very nice way to do that. So to close the world clock window, I can do VO command or control option command F2.
Close widget. Return yes. Escape no.
Okay, and press the enter key. And of course, to escape out of the dashboard altogether, I have to press F12. So that concludes this demonstration of a wander around the dashboard, how to access the dashboard menu, how to access the dashboard widgets and read them, how to make changes in them, and how to add and remove items from the dashboard. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.